أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. We begin by seeking the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, the entirely merciful, the most compassionate, Ar-Rahim, most compassionate, most merciful, especially to the believers. We ask for Allah's guidance, we ask for Allah's forgiveness. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is only one God worthy of being worshipped, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah for the privilege to be here for Salatul Jumu'ah, a privilege that we know it's what Allah wanted us to do today, where Allah wanted us to be today. And we have to be thankful that Allah gave us both the will and the ability to be here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. For everyone, it has not been extended this invitation. So we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for favoring us. And we have to stay grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, we focus upon the saying by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very important saying as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam presented us with some examples to follow, to judge our own lives by. As society presents us with many role models we are presented with in society. You have individuals that are headed towards Jahannam, headed towards the hellfire, headed towards retribution and punishment by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And many times society says follow these particular individuals. But if they're going towards the hellfire with their wrong deeds, where would we end up if we follow their lead? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he came as an example. And he, in this particular narration, he says, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. He says seven will be shaded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day that there will be no shade except the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Seven individuals, seven characters with characteristics that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he presented to us. The first of these seven, Al-Imam Al-Adil, a just Imam. When we hear the word Imam, and it's our to ask everyone in this room, are you an Imam? Many people would decline and say, no, I'm not an Imam. When we hear the word Imam, we look straight to the minbar, for leadership all the time. How about us look towards ourselves? Our expectations are so high for al-Imam al-Adl, for the just Imam. But are we being just Imams? Are we being just Imams? The Prophet ﷺ, he said, كُلُّكُمْ رَائِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَّةٍ. He said, all of you all are guardians. We are all guardians. And he says, we all have subjects. We are all responsible for our leadership, for our subjects, our examples that we set for our subjects. And many may say, well, it's just me, myself, and I. I have no children. I have no one I'm being a leader over. But the scholars here, they say, you are an imam because you have limbs. Are you being a good imam over your seven limbs? Are you realizing that the heart, are we doing what we can to purify our own hearts? Because the heart is the driver in the vehicle, while the other limbs are subservient to the heart. The heart is the director in our situation. And if our heart is bad, the whole body is bad. But if our heart is good, the whole body is good. So the question that we have to ask when it's mentioned that al-Imam al-Adl will receive the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just Imam, are we being just to our own selves? Are we stepping up to leadership? Look in our households. Are we being righteous imams in our households? Your life shouldn't be lived selfishly. You should always realize that there are people watching your movements. You have little children watching your movements, and they're learning off of what you are doing. Are you being a just imam? But first of all, are you being just to yourself as being an imam over your body, over your limbs? The next individual mentioned amongst these seven is وَشَبٌ نَشَعَ فِي عِبَادَةِ رَبِّي, is that the youth who is raised in worshipping their Lord. The youth who is raised in worshipping their Lord. If we look at our young children in the masjid, we should love seeing our young children in the masjid. Our hearts should melt seeing our young children in the masjid. Many times the masajid, they run the youth off. They run the youth off to the standpoint where the masjid will become a country club for 35 and older. But what about our young children? Are we giving them motivation? Are we supporting their businesses that they start off at a young age? And I had two young brothers, they helped me move from one house to another. And when it came time to pay these two individuals, I thought immediately, I'm going to get the hookup. I'm going to short them on their money because I know them. They're in my community and I know them. They should give me the cheapest price possible. But we can't look at it like that. These are our young people. If anything, we should overpay them. And I thought about it and I said, I'm going to overpay them out of motivating them, because these are our youth that we have to motivate in our community to keep them around, because we want them shaded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day that there will be no shade. So we see young brothers and sisters in the masjid today, walk up to them, show concern, give them hugs, laugh with them, and show them and give them money, give them gifts. If you can, let us motivate our young people. We want our youth being raised up in the masjid so they can be shaded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day there will be no shade except His. And also the third person mentioned in this particular hadith, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَرَجُلٌ قَلْبُهُ مَعَلُّقٌ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. A man's heart who is attached to the masjid. A man who has a heart that's attached to the masjid. Very importantly, are our hearts attached to the masjid? Do we build our day around life at the masjid? When we come for salat in jama'ah, many times our masajid are empty. The masjid has always been a central location. And the Muslims have built their lives and their days around the masjid. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, that Allah's favorite places are the masjids. أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها وأفضل البلاد إلى الله أسواقها. Allah's favorite places on earth are His masajid, and His most hated places are the marketplaces. Do we like to shop and be at the marketplace more than we like being at the masjid? This is a question that we have to ask ourselves. The next individuals that are mentioned in this particular hadith as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَبَّى فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَى ذَلِكَ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. He says that two individuals who love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they meet and they depart from each other all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let us look to our relationships that we have. Do we love our friend because they have information about somebody else's business that we love to hear? They have the 411, I have to get this latest, greatest gossip and backbiting. So I'm going to my friend's house and we're going to meet, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but for the sake of shaitan. So two individuals, do we meet each other? Do we love each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We fall in love with Kobe Bryant. We don't know Kobe Bryant. We don't know Kobe Bryant's character. And if we die, Kobe Bryant is not going to show up, most likely, to a Salat al-Janazah to pray for us. But we sit at home, and if the Lakers lose, we lost for the day. We are moody for the rest of the day. And we say, this is my team, and we can't play a lick of basketball. But Kobe is your man. Matter of fact, we refer to him as Al-Haq. He's the truth. And this is my team. And if they win, I'm happy and I have the best mood in the house and everybody loves me. But if my team loses today, I'm moody and everybody else is going to have to be miserable for the day. We have to look at, what do we love each other for? Do you love your brother because he loves to give from his wealth? You love him for the sake of Allah because he smiles in the face of trials. Do we love our brothers and sisters for this very reason? Or do we love them because of the car they drive, because of their house on the hills? Do we love each other for the sake of Allah? And do we meet each other for the sake of Allah? Or do we love each other for the sake of shaitan? And do we meet each other for the sake of shaitan to plot on other Muslims, to plot on other individuals? So, the individuals who love each other for the sake of Allah, and they meet and they part from each other for the sake of Allah, these individuals will be amongst the seven who will be raised up and be shaded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very important. So we have also, as the fifth individual, this individual, وَرَجُلٌ طَلَبَتْهُ ذَاتُ مَنْصِبٍ وَجَمَالٍ فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. This individual is the man who is pursued by a woman, or a woman who is pursued by a man. And these individuals, they have status and they have beauty, and they pursue them for sexual intercourse to fulfill their desire. And the individual says, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That sounds like fun, but Allah has a reward that's greater than that waiting for me, inshallah ta'ala. So I'm going to pass. We have to take the example of Yusuf alayhi salam, as the Quran describes the wife of Aziz closing all the doors in the house. Any opening that existed in the house, she closed abwab, all the doors. And she said, hey Kalak, come back here. You're not going nowhere. And Yusuf alayhi salam, though he was attracted to the wife of the Aziz, he said, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah. So he walked away and the back of his shirt was ripped. Yes, he wanted to partake in that, but the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is far better than that. So if someone approaches you with intercourse, with drugs, with anything that takes you away from the remembrance of Allah, we should all say, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. The sixth individual mentioned in this particular hadith is وَرَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ أَخْفَى حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمُ شِمَالُهُ وَمَا تُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. This is the individual who gives in secret to the point that his left hand does not know what his right hand has given. When we stand at the box giving our sadaqah, do we pull out our big wad of money and look around in hopes that the other people see us? And these are diseases of the heart, diseases known as riyah, religious showing off. When we at home, we rush through our salah, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. But when we get to the masjid, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And we do it because the people are watching us. That means you're doing an action. We're doing it for the sake of the people, not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you give in charity to the masjid, do you want to be seen with the check, holding it up in the newspaper, put it in the Pasadena Star News, and show me holding this check? This is riyah. This is sum'ah. Sum'ah is wanting to hear admiration and praises all the time. Wanting to hear individuals saying, you're a good Muslim. Ya akhi, you're a mu'min, you're not even a Muslim. You're above a Muslim, you're a muhsin. Do we want to hear this from the people? This is not for the sake of Allah, we should do things for the sake of Allah. The last individual mentioned in this particular hadith is وَرَجُلٌ ذَكْرَ اللَّهُ خَالِيًا فَطَابَتْ عَيْنَاهُ. This is the individual who remembers Allah in secret, to the point where his eyes begin to weep. Have we ever been at home or in seclusion? Nobody around. So it's no opportunity for riyah, for showing off. No opportunity for sum'ah, wanting to be praised. But this is an opportunity to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you reflect on the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah has favored us to be Muslims, to be here for Salatul Jum'ah. And we were once lost. We once had no idea who Allah was, who His Prophet was. But we remember at that moment, and because of the remembrance at that moment, we began to weep. We began to weep. This is the individual who will be shaded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day that there will be no shade. So this is a lesson for all of us. May Allah place us amongst these seven individuals. These seven individuals, if we just grab a piece of what they contain and try to apply it in our lives, perhaps we may be of those who earn the shade of Allah. Because as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he described Yawm al-Qiyamah as a day that you will be up to sweat in your deeds because of your deeds. If your deeds have been nothing but wrong and bad deeds, some will be covered up to sweat to their ears. Some will be covered up to sweat to their shoulders. It depends on your deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala supply us with shade on that particular day. Because there's going to be no other shade except His. May Allah shade us on that particular day. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا سنة وما في الآخرة سنة وما قنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك. بسم الله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين الحمد لله brothers and sisters just reflecting I have arrived from Salatul Janazah on a brother who was a pillar of the community in Los Angeles and he passed away and his name was Hamid and we want to make dua for brother Hamid Salam. When we saw him, his heart seemed attached to the masjid. Because I only saw him if I visited the masjid. And he was in the masjid making salat in jama'ah. And we have to look, when we have janazahs, it touched my heart. Because I can be in that same position. We never know, but we have to prepare for that day. And prepare for us, inshallah, may Allah shade us on that particular day. Amen. Do all we can, let's attach ourselves to the masjid. Let's be the best and just imams that we can be. Let us give in secret. in hopes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our sadaqah, and let us be allowed to weep in seclusion at the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and let us meet each other for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and help each other in birr and taqwa, and not in ithm, in sin, in udwan, in conflict. And there's a class, inshallah, that we can help attach ourselves to this particular masjid. We have a class every Sunday for the next 6 weeks. And it's a course on salat, the essentials of salat. It's starting this Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Inshallah, be here. It's great for Muslims as well as new Muslims. It's a great opportunity for us to meet for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and part for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر لحدنا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقيموا الصلاة.